promises of God, he gives us victory in any situation. 2 Chronicles 13:12. Now look, God himself is with us as our head, and his priests with sounding trumpets to sound the alarm against you. O children of Israel, do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. 13. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to go around behind them, so they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. 14. And when Judah looked around, to their surprise the battle line was at both front and rear, and they cried out to the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. 15. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. 16. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. 17. Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter, so 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. 18. Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. 19. And Abijah pursued Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with its villages, Jeshana with its villages, and Ephraim with its villages. Psalm 60:12. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 108:13. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Inch, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. 17. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, as I said to Moses. Psalm 112:1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Romans 9:33. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. 1 Samuel 2:1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. 2 No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. 3 Talk no more so very proudly, let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. 4 The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. 5 Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has many children has become feeble. 6 The Lord kills and makes alive, he brings down to the grave and brings up. 7 The Lord makes poor and makes rich, he brings low and lifts up. 8 He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. 9 He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. 10 The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces, from heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. 1 Samuel 2:1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation.